has the journey for you always been about being optimistic? And what challenges as a leader did you face in your striving to be an optimistic leader? But the first question, just a simple one, you know, I mean, has this always been?
No, it has. I mean, I would say that I had my childhood overall was very happy and positive, except for the time that I was in school. And so if there's 8 or 10 hours a day that you're in the classroom, and I was told that I was stupid and worthless and retarded, and I was put in special education classes and pulled out of mainstream classes to go into remedial this or remedial that, and you know, bullying and shame and there's all sorts of stuff about being, you know, having severe learning disabilities and that were basically undiagnosed and untreated. And so I kind of barely graduated high school. And then when I went to a local community college when I was 18 and was diagnosed for the first time as dyslexic and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, et cetera. And, you know, they put out in front of me this smattering of test results and said, you know, you're off the charts genius over here, but look at all these processing challenges you have. And here's the compensation path that we can take to unlock your gifts. And I became a very angry person and very easily sort of a raw nerve all the time. The slightest miscomment and I would fly into a rage of, you know, all these wasted years and all this misunderstanding and being overlooked and neglected and, you know, just incredibly focused and driven to make up for lost time and also, you know, just angry and bitter at the system, you know, this nameless, faceless infrastructure of hierarchy and authority that oppressed me and all of this, you know, all of that. So, it took probably 10 years. Yeah, probably 18 to 25, 28 maybe to come back to an equilibrium where I was confident enough in myself and my abilities and my accomplishments, and I was on a path to use my gifts towards helping others and no longer so angry. So it was certainly a journey.
Do you view that time, let me ask this question. Would you say that that was a gradual climbing out, or there were key pivotal moments where it was almost like exponential change happened for you?
It might have been a gradual climb. I can't think of any pivotal changes in there. I mean, I think becoming a young mother was very important, you know, to have a fresh start with a beautiful little baby that thought that I was perfect, that didn't know what it was like to be my mother when I was a teenager, right? You know, I was 27 or something when I became a mom for the first time, and that was a pretty significant change for me to realize that, you know, every day is an opportunity for a fresh start. So, but other than that, I can't think of a significant climbing, moment.